Minka Fitzpatrick.
Oh yeah, every day. Like, he sits right next to me in the meetings and he's asking me questions, and now, you know, I'm watching him and seeing what he's doing right and wrong.
As someone that's played all the positions of the secondary, does it help you kind of coach some of the other players in the secondary?
Oh yeah, sir. You know, all the young guys and some of the older guys, they ask me questions every day. Just small stuff, technique stuff, because they know that I know, and they know that I study the game and I'm a student of the game. So, they're asking me questions and learning from me.
How much have the coaches explained to you about switching back to safety, about the leadership of that position, and that's a vital part of that role?
You know, the safety position, you got to make a lot of calls. You got to talk to linebackers, defensive line sometimes, and the corner and the star. So, you know, it has to be somebody that knows what they're doing. And, you know, they trusted me to do that last season, halfway through the season. So, you know, right now, it's kind of the same thing.
How much of the offense do you think they show on A Day? How much do you see?
Say it again.
How much of that offensive playbook do you think they actually show?
Not a lot. Not a whole lot.
What about defense? Do you guys use much of what you guys do?
Nick Saban's kind of called you guys out after both scrimmages. Is the unit kind of taking that to heart to play a little better? The secondary saying, not recognizing it yet.
You know, we're never going to be perfect, according to Coach Saban. But, you know, we try our hardest. And we didn't have our best scrimmages. I agree with him on that. But, you know, we had to do a lot more things better. You know, just getting to the ball. And, you know, we got a lot of young guys that really don't know how to play yet. So, you know, we're trying to work on them.
You think it's too hard on you guys sometimes?
Who's that?
You think it's too hard on you guys sometimes?
Oh, no, sir. You know, he's a great coach. And, you know, you got to be hard on your players. And he knows how great we can be. So, you know, we appreciate it. More than we thank him for it, actually.
There's been a lot of experimenting. Does it kind of feel like everything's finally fallen into place as you wrap up the spring?
I don't know. You never know what to expect. So you know, they like to experiment. So, you know, this summer might be a whole different deal. So you never know.
Just from your viewpoint, how much has Jalen improved as a passer?
Definitely from last year, he's improved. Well, last season, he's improved a whole lot. And, you know, he's working on his accuracy and his deep ball a whole lot. And you can see he got more strength in his arm, more making better decisions with the football.
Several players have just, you know, said the offense this year is different, that there will be a lot of different things going on. What have you seen from the back end, from your point of view? How different is this offense under Coach Dable, I've seen passers?
You know, it's a new coach, and he's kind of came from an NFL team, so he's running a little bit more complex stuff and a little bit stuff that's a little bit harder on the defense. And you know, I feel like when in the season they're gonna have a lot more success because they're running more. It's a little bit harder on the quarterback and receivers and the line and the running backs and everything, but I feel like they'll get it right, and they definitely have improved since last season. And I think that it's a great improvement on the offense overall.
How hard is it on you as a defensive guy? You said it's harder on the defense to prepare for that. So give me an example.
I mean, it's just something different. You know, we haven't really seen the offense that they've been running. I mean, we adjusted to it now because we've been seeing it for a month. But when we first seen it, you know, it was difficult because we were adjusting to, like, receiver breaking in a route. Like, sometimes you'll know they're going in a route. Now it's like, we don't know where they're going, so we got to play a little bit more on our toes. And, you know, it's good for us, though, you know, to switch it up. It's getting us better.
Among the new guys, who's the guy that you're kind of telling people, man, you got to see this guy play?
I don't know about anybody right now, but you know, all our young guys are getting better. They're all working hard, just trying to get better every play.
What do you think people are going to see from the young quarterbacks and Najee Harris? You guys probably a lot of curiosity about them.
You know, both the young quarterbacks, Mac and Tua, they're both really, really smart with the ball. They both have really good, accurate arms. And, you know, Najee, he just runs hard. He doesn't want to go to the ground, and you can see it every time he touches the ball.
You've seen several pictures of him hurdling guys or making guys miss in open fields. You know, what have you seen from him and that ability, that part of his game?
He has a great open field. He's really hard to tackle in the open field. Like you said, he's jumping over people. He's running through people, running around people. And he's a great athlete, really fast runner, really explosive. So, you know, it's really good to see him out there.
Have you seen the offense running more rub routes and pick plays? I mean, that was something that I know New England did a lot. And, you know, obviously Bryant being from there. I mean, have you seen some of that?
You know, our offense kind of did a lot of that before before he had came. So, you know, they're doing about the same amount.
Yeah, they had a lot of combo routes, I guess, too.
Doing about combo routes.
Like, basically where they're one goes in, one goes out. I mean, it's basically
like matched
up together. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, just like one, like a, they're tied together, the two the two routes, essentially. They feed off each other. Like, one goes in, and then the guy goes vertical or something like that.
That's usually how most routes are.
Yeah.
Compared to last season at this point in time, how complete is this team moving forward into the fall? I mean, mainly the defense.
Overall, as a team, we got a lot of improvement to do. But, you know, I don't think anybody has a complete team right now or close to a complete team right now. And, you know, we still have freshmen that are coming in and a couple other people that are coming in that could really help our team out. And but as a defense, we're looking really good. You know, our starter's looking good. And we just got to work on those younger guys, trying to make them more consistent, knowing what to do and just getting to the ball.
Two more.
You're a veteran on this team, obviously a fellow safety. Went into some trouble recently. I guess, what have you told Deontay his situation and provide any advice or any of that sort of thing?
No comment on that.
Anything else? All right, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, sorry.